Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with Ruby's Health Reviews. I know it's been a while. I haven't been able to ever pin myself down long enough to do anything with Ruby's Health Reviews anymore. Life is just insane. So I thought since it's Sunday and I have the time, I thought I'd go ahead and do an episode. Mainly the reason why I'm going ahead and I'm going to try to stay on top of this better is because of the fact that I'm just, I don't know, I just miss the whole feeling that I used to have when literally every Sunday was just this big treat and I could go on and do things, you know, with the fans and talk about each jammy and days and everything. It was just a really exciting time. And so last night I decided, well, I guess I'll just go on and I'll watch some clips of each jammy and whatnot. And I just realized that I really, really miss them. And I'm realizing that days is just so boring without them, and I've said that a million times, but it's literally to the point, and I'm going to be honest, you know, that my whole world revolved around making this show and communicating with the fans, and, you know, it was just a really great time in my life. And then, you know, the whole thing with EJammy happened, and I noticed, and I said to myself at the beginning of the year, I said, you know, when I found out that Allison was leaving, I knew that there was a potential that 3B Soap Reviews could possibly be no more by that time. And, you know, I said to myself throughout the year, let's just see how it goes. Let's stick to it. Let's go ahead and continue to watch the show and stay loyal, and we'll go from there. Well, then, of course, we got the ending that we did, and it disappointed me so greatly, and it was so disrespectful and made me so mad that I just found myself just not caring about days anymore. And, you know, a lot of people would say, call that unprofessional because of the fact that I didn't have loyalty to the show, period. But honestly, the show just wasn't anything without them. And especially the fact that we didn't have Kristen anymore, and we just had this major loss of all these major characters. The Damaris just died off, basically. And so it was really tough. And then, you know, they're trying this whole thing with Paul and whatnot, and it's just not floating. And then Billy Flynn, no disrespect to him, it's just he's a crappy Chad. He's not good. And I know that people do like him, but he's not enough to carry the Damaris. And just the whole feeling of the show is just gone. And I find myself literally forgetting half the time that it even exists. And, you know, if you want to call and talk about it, we'll go ahead and give you the number. The guest call-in is 646-929-1538. And again, that guest call-in number is 646-929-1538. I want to give you the opportunity to call in. And the thing that Days of Our Lives, if you want to, you don't have to agree with me. I like hearing, you know, the devil's advocate argument. I really do. I know that there are other stories on Days, and I understand that EJammy was not the only thing that was popular. I completely understand that. You know, Days made it a long time before, you know, way before EJammy even existed. But in terms of today and the way things are and the actors that are on there and the storylines that are written, EJammy was what made it work. And I know, for, you know, in all seriousness, EJammy is a past thing. But at the same time, the fans are still going, we want EJammy back, though. You know, it's not so far gone that people forget. It hasn't been years. It's only been a few months. And so whenever we lost both of those characters, the show, we feel like we lost it too. And I know that there's been rumors swirling that Allison Sweeney was going to come back for the 50th. Now, I don't really know if 100% sure about that. I've heard that it's a rumor, and I've heard that it's the truth. So I'm just going to kind of wean off and not worry about it until I really get it in print. Now, unless I've missed something, because honestly, I haven't really kept up because the passion for Days of Our Lives has just died for me. And I know that that's something that a lot of you don't want to hear because of the fact that, you know, we did have a lot of fun over the past few years just talking and fighting with the other fan bases, and it just kind of got dramatic there. But we had a lot of fun defending how we felt about our show. And our show is not our show anymore. And when I look at spoilers, and I still do, and I have had some fans come to me and say, well, obviously you're still hooked because you're reading the spoilers. Actually, no, I'm just seeing what's going to be coming up because I'm just curious if anything's ever going to get any better. and it's just so boring. And you know, I've obviously kept up with the ratings. The ratings aren't any good, and we've known that for a while. But when you have other soap operas like Bold and the Beautiful, which is always on top of its crap, and then General Hospital is really good, and Young and the Restless has some pretty good storylines. But you have Days of Our Lives over here that just it just went kaput, and is in so much trouble and a high amount of jeopardy. And you know, there have been other people that have said, oh, well, there's a high possibility that, you know, James Scott will return. And I know that they left that door open. Obviously, they did that on purpose. So if he ever did change his mind, he could come back. But, you know, James is on this new adventure, and he's doing all these other things. And that's wonderful. I'm glad, because, honestly, you know, he is a person, and his character was completely disrespected. And that was something that a lot of us, you know, found to be the gateway for us to leave so easily. And then when Allison Sweeney, of course, left, her exit was just absolutely atrocious, and it was terrible. And I've said all these things a million times, and it literally doesn't go beyond this, and that's why Days of Our Lives for me is just not so much important. So the reason why that I wanted to do this show was because of the fact that life after E. Jammy, there is not one with Days of Our Lives. I don't really have an interest in Days of Our Lives anymore because the stories just aren't there. I do like Jen Lilly. I like the Brady and Teresa thing. I'm always going to like that. But the other storylines are boring. I don't care about Adrian and Lucas. I don't care. I don't care to see that affair take place because I know it is going to take place. And I don't want to see it. Just don't care. I understand that Peter Reckle is returning. So that'll be good for the show. You know, a lot of veterans will really, really like that. And we do have some great returns. And so it's not something that's going to hook me in. It's not hook, line, and sinker for me, but other veterans enjoy it. You know, I know boat fans are really excited, and hopefully something changes. Hopefully we can get James Scott back on board. And I know that he has no plans to return, but if they could just sit him down and say, hey, you know, here's a storyline, you know, whatever, and, you know, reel him back in and get E. Jammy back, I think the ratings would just shoot up. I know for a fact that they would, because it was one of the most controversially loved couples ever in soap history. So obviously people are going to, you know, definitely go after that. And I know Bo and Hope fans are just thrilled. I know that they're going to be excited about that, considering the fact that Hope and the Aiden thing, and they're ready to see that completely just die. And but the reason why, like I said, back to what I was going to say, because I completely just freaked out. Life after E. Jammy is just, there is no Days. So what I've wanted to do, and I'm going to kind of reach out to some of longtime listeners, and I'm going to reach out to some of my partners that I've worked with over the past in terms of just marketing and ideas and things. I'm going to talk to them, and I'm going to talk to you, because your opinions matter to me too. And, all the emails and the messages and stuff about, oh, we wish you'd come back, you know. And I appreciate it, and that's wonderful. But we're going to revamp it a little bit. I've tossed around some ideas. Obviously, I'm probably going to, sorry to break your heart, but I'm going to kind of move away from soaps. And 3B soap reviews, we'll probably just go do 3B reviews. And we'll do all kinds of different things. And we'll, obviously, like I said, we're going to talk to you guys. And you can call in anytime, send me an email, whatever you want to do, and we'll talk. Give me some ideas on things that interest you. I know that, we could do all kinds of things. You know, it's limitless in radio. And, you know, over the past few years, obviously all I ever did was soap. But, you know, we can figure something out in order to keep 3B soap reviews alive. And until something, obviously, changes at NBC, which is just happening, but if it does, you know, obviously we'll go back to reviewing Days. But for now, in all honesty, that I'm pretty much done reviewing soap operas. It's just simply just died for me, and I know that it's been a wonderful several years. It's just so great and everything, but my passion's just not there, and my passion for other things. We can talk about anything you want. So reach out to me and tell me what you want. And you know, and if you do call in I want to talk about you, Jamie, or talk about Dave, I'll talk to you about it. I'm not saying that I don't like Days of Our Lives necessarily anymore. I don't. But I'm saying I will always be supportive. I don't want it canceled. Part of me does. But in all honesty, I don't, you know. So we will figure something out in terms of topics that we'll cover. I'm really big into reality TV. Let's see. Some reality TV. This is a topic that we can cover right now. I watch a lot of stuff on VH1. Mob Wives is my absolute favorite. And then I watch Chrisley Knows Best, or I watch, oh my goodness, Dance Moms. I know people really freak out on me when they are like, you can't support Abby Lee Miller. She's the worst, you know, but I do watch Dance Moms. And there's a lot of reality TV that I watch. And obviously, I am real big on the Netflix movement. I have started watching all kinds of different shows. I just finished House of Cards. And for those of you that have not seen House of Cards, if you don't have a Netflix account, you need to invest that $8 a month and you need to watch House of Cards because it's freaking fabulous. Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright are amazing as Frank and Claire Underwood, and you need to take the time out of your day and watch that show. And I'm not big on politics or political dramas. I'm just not big on it, but it was fabulous, so you need to watch that. And then, of course, I watch all the American Horror Stories, and I'll be watching Hotel whenever it comes out. I did never get to get around to Freak Show. I did, but I didn't get to watch a whole lot of it. I got to the part where my petite was killed, but I wasn't able to get any further than that. And, of course, whenever the season finale went on FX, this one night, they were actually streaming all the episodes, and I was not able to get on the website and watch them all. But I was just going to watch the last episode, but I just wasn't able to do it. So don't spoil it for me or anything. But I was a real big person on the American Horror Story thing, and I still am. I love it, and I wish Jessica Lange was staying with the show, but she's not. And obviously Lady Gaga is the headliner of American Horror Story Hotel. Evan Peters is returning. That's exciting. I don't know anything else about the cast in terms of who else is going to be back on. I want Sarah Paulson to come back and Lily Rabe to come back. They're my two favorites. So I'm hoping that they will return. I haven't looked into the news yet, and that's something else that I want to do, is any time that, you know, you have interest, like I said, just tweet to me about it. Hey, have you heard about this? You know, that, whatever. It doesn't even matter. Anything that you're interested in. Now, the one thing that I won't talk about, I just don't know if I can ever bring myself to talk about it because, you know, I don't want to talk about religion and I don't want to talk about politics. I do have my views and they're pretty strong. Now, I grew up, now I will say this, just so you can kind of understand where I'm at. I grew up in a conservative household, and my family is very set in their ways about certain things. And, you know, I do have a semi-liberal mind, so they kind of don't agree with some of the things that I think. Fine. And, you know, everybody can agree to disagree. That's fine. But that's something I'm never going to touch up on. I'm never going to talk about religion, and I'm never going to talk about politics. So that's a no-no, because I don't want people fighting. And politics and religion are the number one thing that I see people fight about the most. So I really don't want to do that. So we're going to kind of stick to music. We'll talk about movies. We'll talk about everything. I mean, really everything. I want to touch up on a few things the next time, next Sunday. I'll go ahead and tell you one topic that I do want to talk about while we're here is I finally saw 50 Shades of Grey. Now, I know that this was the big phenomenon and, you know, this book came out and all these girls are reading it and getting all hot and heavy and whatnot, but obviously, let's go ahead and be real here. The book was freaking terrible, and I know, and people can agree with that because the book was a fan fiction. For those of you that don't know this, here's a little tidbit. This was a fan fiction for Twilight. Now, and obviously, it just got really, really popular and ended up getting published. Well, if you even read the book, you see the interactions that they had. It's mirror images of Bella and Edward. And so I was like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. Well, then I read the book, and the book was just, you know. And so then the movie came out, and, you know, I would tell people in my life, hey, let's go see 50 Shades of Grey. No, I'm not going to go see that. It's trash. I won't go see it. It's trash. And so well, a really, really good friend of mine said to me, yeah, let's go see it. Well, we obviously we were working constantly and could never get the time to go and see the movie. So I ended up watching a bootleg of it. Me and I watched it, and I gotta say that I know that people were just absolutely so excited about this movie coming out. People said it was fabulous, some people said it was horrible. I can't watch a movie, and I know I read the book, so I knew what was coming up to a point, but seeing it on the screen was a lot harder. And so, seeing all this abuse, the mental abuse, the physical abuse, I know that she partook in all of that, but it was just for me, the movie just sucked. It's one of those movies I just cannot watch again. And I know that they're going to be making a sequel. And I thought it was funny that Dakota's mother, Melanie Griffith, said, I'm not going to watch my daughter in that movie. I'm just not going to do it. And it was so funny watching Dakota's reaction. She's like, okay, Mom, I mean, eventually you'll watch it. And Melanie's like, no, actually I won't. Like, not at any point. And there were parts of the movie that were just borderline pornographic for me. And I mean, I'm a pretty non, and I had to look away a couple of times. So, you know, that's a topic that we can cover. We can have a full episode on how few people feel about 50 Shades of Grey. And, you know, you can tell your story about if you've ever, God forbid, you ever been in a relationship like that. Hopefully not, because if you have, I'm going to get you some help. But if you have, and you can relate, you know, if you've been in a mentally or sexually abusive relationship, you know, you can kind of throw in your 2 cents and what you think about that. But overall, it just really sucked. And I just really, really hated it. I really wanted to like it, but I didn't. But I will say that the music in the movie was fantabulous. Just all of the music. I'm going to download pretty much the entire album, I've decided. So anyway, that's kind of like sort of the kind of topics that we'll cover. Movies that are controversial, celebrities that do crazy crap. We'll talk about everything, but we're going to stay in the entertainment industry. Now, occasionally, sure, we can talk about, you know, weird phenomenons or whatever, you know, and I know this is kind of off topic, but, you know, it's kind of strange, but one of my hobbies as a kid was, not even so much as a kid, gone into my adulthood, is I would go out and paranormal investigating was my big thing. And so, ghost hunting. Yeah, I said it. I like to go ghost hunting. And I know some people don't believe in that, but they don't believe in ghosts. But I think topics like that, weird phenomenons, would be really cool to talk about. Literally, I want 3B reviews, because we're going to take out soap. I want it be one of those shows that you can talk about anything. Maybe we can have an off-topic day where you just call in and talk about random crap that's on your mind. Anything. It'll be a lot of fun, and I'm really excited about revamping 3B Reviews. Also, the 501 Talk, which was a talk show that we were talking about doing, is not over by any means. We're still going to be producing the show. We just haven't been able to really get together because scheduling conflicts. But we have talked about it in recent, just last few days, about doing our first episode, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And give you a hint, it has something to do with ghosts. It'll just be the funnest, most hilarious thing. And we're really excited about it. We just got to get together and make it work. So anyway, guys, like I said, let's create something brand new and fresh. And like I said, you know, if you still want to talk about soaps, if something's happened on the soaps and you want to talk about it, we will. But am I going to completely 110% dedicate myself to Days of Our Lives? No. Until something changes, obviously, I really don't want to do purely soaps. Because honestly, whenever EJME left, a lot of the fans did. And so a lot of my longtime listeners were like, well, I don't want to listen to her talk about Days of Our Lives, period, if she's not talking about EJME. I don't take that to offense because you had a certain topic you wanted me to cover. Well, unfortunately, I didn't have that topic to cover because, you know, like, they're gone. So it just kind of died. The fans died. The show died. I died. Let's be reborn again and have a really great time and reconnect and do all those great things. Luckily, you know, we still do have a lot of dedicated listeners, and, you know, the pouring amount of support that I do still get, and people are like, oh, you know, what happened? And also, stuff, you know, it's not you, it's them. You know, have you ever heard that? That phrase is just overused. It's not you, it's me. Well, it's not me, it's them. So it just kind of died, and so I'm really excited about revamping. So next Sunday, I'm not sure what topic we'll cover yet because, you know, obviously we're going to keep a completely wide window open, and I will announce what our topics will be. We're going to completely just change everything up. It's going to be really, really exciting, and I can't wait to start this new journey with you, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. So next Sunday at 5:30, I will see you then, and we will talk about whatever topics that we've decided. Like I said, shoot me your emails, your ideas, whatever it is that you want to cover, and the majority will roll, and then we'll talk about it. And if, you know, if nobody can really decide, nobody can really give an opinion, which you suck if you can't, but if you do, say, you know, okay, we'll decide, me and my team will decide, and then we'll go from there. But every Sunday it's going to be something different, something new, something fun, and I'm just so excited about it. And thank you guys for all the support, and I'm sorry that I've been gone for so long, but literally I was just so bored with it, I needed to get away from it. I was feeling a lot of resentment towards the show, and I didn't want to review a show that had made me so mad. And so finally I've been able to say that I'm over it, and now I'm ready to do new things. Not going anywhere, I'll still be here, and we're still going to have a lot of fun. So I love you guys, and I'll see you next Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.